Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gephardt. The fall run is just beginning as calves leave their home range for a new environment in a feed yard. It's a stressful shift, but managers can ease the transition with planning and attention to detail. SDSU Extension Beef Specialist Aaron DeHaan explains many times the transition begins with transportation to the sale barn or a feed yard. She encourages handlers to allow time to ease cattle into trailers without a lot of yelling or force.
The little things like making sure trailers are lined up properly so we don't have any risk or of injury to our cattle as they're getting loaded or coming off.
Once in the feed yard, water is the first line of defense. Providing plenty of clean and accessible water is critical for appetite and overall health.
There's been some thought that maybe waters along a fence would be good, just from the fact that calves might be walking the fence and bump into it. And also there's been some thought then that waters in the center of the pen would be another option, just because it's more easy to see it, easy access for everybody.
The new environment also presents unfamiliar diets for weanlings, but DeHaan says long-stem grass hay can bridge the transition to receiving diets and TMR.
We'd like to have them to be eating about 1% to 1.5% of their body weight in dry matter in that first week following the weaning event, and then up to about 2 to at least 2.5% of their body weight about 3 weeks after weaning.
Transitioning calves to the next production phase can challenge their health, but proper handling and receiving management help mitigate the risk of poor performance. To learn more, visit extension.sdstate.edu.